This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. And the current survey from the National Association of Business Economics on what happens to the economy in the new year yields murky results. Three quarters of corporate economists think there's a 50-50 chance of recession in 2024. Now, for retailers, the busy period is not over because it is now returns season. The National Retail Federation says $743 billion in stuff was sent back so far this year, nearly 15% of sales. Retailers have long meetings about this. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
Most of us know what it's like to open a box and realize that the sweater we bought is more brown in person than it looked online. Tony Shirota is executive director of the Reverse Logistics Association.
You have a certain expectation. Does it meet that expectation?
Often, no. The return rate for online orders is nearly double that of in-person shopping. Peter Sabota, CEO of Return Logic, says that's become expensive for retailers.
Retailers invested a lot of money in forward supply, delivering packages in under an hour, but they failed to invest in reverse supply chains.
So now retailers are shortening return windows and charging shipping or restocking fees. That can also dissuade scammers. For every $100 in returned merchandise, retailers lose nearly $14 to return fraud. Sabota says if you return products a lot, companies might use AI to flag that.
You're returning a lot. Why are you doing that?
He says sometimes big companies like Amazon will even blacklist shoppers who return too much. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.